Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. High-tech progress is a centuries-old practice. Improving the genetic characteristic of crops through biotechnology will help solve a 21st century problem, how to grow enough food for a booming world population. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. Now for today's commentary. How politically correct do we have to be? Why would USDA take the lead in a truly goofy act? Walk into the administration building at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's where the secretary is officed. Read the sign. Celebrate Gay and Lesbian Pride Month, the month of June. Now, what am I missing here? Why should the Department of Agriculture, the People's Department, be celebrating, and I could say promoting, pride in a gay and lesbian lifestyle? Is that appropriate activity for our Department of Agriculture? USDA memo reads, one of the nation's greatest strengths is the rich diversity of its people. Okay, fine, I buy that. Diversity is great, but just do the work. You can be black and you can be white, American, Indian, Asian, Protestant, Catholic, Muslim, Hindu, gay or straight. Who cares? Just get the work done. The memo makes an effort to justify the celebration by citing some executive order which prohibits sexual orientation discrimination in the federal workplace. Well, we all should be against discrimination in the workplace. I think discrimination is indefensible. It's despicable. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture is talking about a celebration of a single group of people and their lifestyle. Now, why don't we have a celebration for left-handed pig farmers? Why not for Caucasians of German descent? You know, that's me. Why does one group deserve to be singled out? I don't think that the Department of Agriculture's politically correct pandering is what taxpayers and farmers expect from their department. And that's just my old-fashioned opinion. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.